Hi everyone, my name is Doreen Abasi and I work at Red Hat. I currently work on enabling the audio stack and other features in the automotive team. And today I'll be talking about the Pipewire audio backend in QEMU. So just a brief overview about what Pipewire is. Pipewire is a multimedia service for handling both audio and video. But in this presentation, I'll be focusing on the implementation that was done in QEMU, and I would also focus on its use cases in the embedded platforms. So for a start, what's the QEMU's audio backend? It's a software component that's responsible for managing the audio streams and also providing audio functionality to the emulated platform, and in our case, QEMU. And it's also responsible for handling the audio input and the output on your virtual machine that's running on QEMU. The Pipewire audio backend, it provides an interface that would allow the sharing of these audio streams from the guest operating system to your host using the Pipewire native APIs and libraries. So how does it work? Here, this is an illustration of what the stack looks like. First, we have the application that's running in the guest. It's sending the audio data to Pipewire through MemFD and DM above. And we have the Pipewire daemon that's communicating with the session manager. And it's also responsible for handling the media routing and in charge of talking to the ALSA driver on the guest canal. And in QEMU, you can see there that we have the emulated sound card driver, which could either be AC97, GUS, or Intel HDA. It's providing the audio software emulation. And then like any other host application that's running in your host user space, QEMU with the native Pipewire backend will be playing these audio streams to the host Pipewire daemon directly. So now it's playing those audio streams to the Pipewire daemon in the host user space, but it's not going through any of the pulse audio compatibility layer or in the case